I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Veazey. Welcome to the show. Hey there, folks. Welcome to Q&A Tuesday. It's not every single Tuesday, but every so often put together a Q&A Tuesday based around the questions that come up in our Facebook group. This is largely geared to the needs of newcomers, but as you're here today, we've got a newbie question and a more advanced question, or at least a question for somebody who's doing some revenue in the US. Anyway, so the first place to go if you want to get your questions answered and, of course, see the other questions and answers that other people are giving in the group is the Facebook group, amazingfba.com/FB. That's amazing, F for Freddy, B for Bertie, A for Alpha, .com/F for face, and B for book. Okay, amazingfba.com/FB. That's where today's questions come from. So one simple beginner type question is from a lady called Helen. And Helen asks about inspection, very important. She calls it final random inspection, or I would call it pre-shipment inspection, but whatever it is. She says, I've been quoted $299 for a one-man-day inspection in China for 200 units of my product, which cost around $6 per unit. So this would add a significant cost per unit. And she has three questions. What are the usual acceptable costs for this service? Do you think it's worth it? This is my first order of this product. And finally, does anyone have any recommendations for good companies to use for product inspection? So, excellent questions. And just to reiterate, I actually gave her the advice. First of all, what are the usual or acceptable costs for this service? Well, this is one of those it depends questions. So we'll see how this conversation develops on Facebook. And you can pop over there if you're interested in that. Again, amazingfba.com/FB, F as in face, B as in book. So the first question is what exact kind of product is it? You don't have to reveal exact keywords if you're paranoid about that. But the more information you give, the better we can help you. The only thing I know about it at the moment is it's a $6 product. I'm presuming that's the manufacturing cost rather than the landed cost, i.e. manufacture plus freight plus insurance costs, if any, plus import duties, if any, etc. Right? So I'm presuming that it's a reasonably expensive product, but I don't know anything else. The level of inspection expertise needs to be relative to the value and above all the complexity of the product. If it's a pretty simple inspection, I'd expect to pay around $80 to $100 for a man day, which should cover up to about 500 units at AQL3, the highest quality level. And broadly speaking, if you haven't come across AQL tables, there's a series of tables that relate two things, which is the number of units you're having inspected in a consignment or a batch, and the number of units you need to get inspected in order to ascertain the quality level. So, for example, if you want the highest level, AQL3, where you have only 1% major defects and 2.5% minor defects, and obviously no critical defects, such as something catching on fire or killing somebody, that's not allowed. But those are that's the highest quality level. Then out of 500 units, you'd inspect 80. Right, so the first thing is you need to be clear about AQL tables, all that. But simply speaking, you should be able to get, for 200 units, you should be able to get one man day should be more than adequate. I avoid technically complex items whenever I can, because that produces more possibilities of things going wrong. So for that reason, I've never used anyone who costs more than $100 a day man days. And I've reached out to Helen and said, look, please do get in touch if you want to know my particular inspector's details. But you really need to know also which province are you in, and preferably which city, because China's a big place. So if you know a small inspector or a small inspection company with a few people, they're going to be cheaper, they may be very reliable, but they aren't going to travel from one end of China to the other. So knowing where you physically based as well is also helpful. So that's the first question. Is that a good cost? It depends on the product. It depends what you're going to sell it for. Sure, if you're paying $300 for 200 units, that's $1.50 each inspection cost. That does seem quite high relative to the cost of the product. But it depends how complex it is. If you've chosen the product that's very complex and needs technical expertise to inspect, you better pay for the inspection. The second question, I think, is the most important question, which is, do you think it's worth it? Worth, I guess, having a final random inspection, as she calls it. This is my first order of this product. Okay, let me say loud and clear. Yes, it is absolutely critical to do a pre-shipment inspection. Absolutely critical. Never send product out of China without inspection. That goes double if it's new product line and triple if it's a new supplier. So if it's your first order of this product, even if you worked the supplier before, do not even consider sending it out without inspection. However much it costs you or doesn't cost you, whoever does it, it's critical. You are dealing with some of the world's fussiest consumers at Amazon. Amazon themselves demand a sub 1% what they call defect rate, and that is an order defect rate. That's not even just about the products. So a defect could include negative feedback about the seller service, even if the product itself is and is seen to be perfect. In other words, if you send somebody a perfect product, but they send you a customer service email and you ignore it for a week, and then you write back to them and they feel upset about that and they give you a negative seller feedback, first of all, they have a good point because you shouldn't be ignoring your emails. But secondly, it's not directly related to the product quality, but it still damages your account's defect rate. So that is the sort of environment we're in. Plus, that is just dealing with the Amazon's view of things. The actual consumers themselves can, of course, leave a 1-star or 3-star review for your product, which will really massively hurt your conversion rates. We all know this, I guess, but we forget sometimes, we get cheapskate. The time to be cheap is not when you're getting quality products made, okay? Of course, you shouldn't take a sledgehammer to a nut, so if you just need simple inspection done, then hire somebody $100 a day. But do not consider, please, please swear to me, anybody listening to this who ever takes a product out of China, please swear to me on your mother's grave that you will never take it out without inspection. I've occasionally done this, and it's always gone wrong. Even when it's like a tiny number of units that I don't even care that much about because it's a kind of experimental products in the past have done this. And even we had one situation where somebody brought a load of stuff in and it completely smashed up box, probably not the fault of the factory, but it was their freight forwarders. But I don't even know if a pre-shipment inspection would have caught it. But if it had, it would have saved hours of my business partner's time, which depending on what value you put on it, that's hundreds of pounds. Now, fortunately, we got compensated for that, but that was just the least case bad scenario, right? The worst case is my very first shipment ever, because nobody told me this, is that I shipped in 500 units of an electronics from China. So number one, nobody told me don't get electronics from China. If you're a new seller, don't do it. The defect rate is as high as 10%. And guess what? Mine was, because I didn't get it inspected in China. I did fortunately get it inspected in a receiving warehouse in the USA before it went near Amazon. And thank goodness I did, because if I hadn't, I would have had a horrendous defect rate showing up almost immediately. And it's quite possible that my entire Amazon account would have been suspended, never mind just the product listing. Okay, so never, ever, ever send an uninspected product into Amazon. Might maybe caveat, if you have a supplier you've worked with for ages, if they have a very good QC process that you've already inspected on paper, as it were, so you've examined the process itself, and they've been producing this kind of product for you for a while. Maybe if you choose to be more risk, you know, less risk averse, you might choose to skip pre-shipment inspection. Personally, I think that's just dumb. I've spoken to experts in this, you know, Chinese native person living in the UK who's got a degree in this stuff. And he said, always inspect. So there you go. The final question, do you have any good recommendations for good companies? Sure. If you've got any questions about that, come to the Facebook group. I don't check it every day. I check it a couple of times a week when I can. But I certainly do check it, and I'll give you feedback on that kind of stuff. So there you go. Inspection dealt with. Very straightforward answer about should I inspect. Fairly straightforward on how much did it cost. Probably looking at $100. So per unit, about 50 cents. And if you think that's too much, then you should try looking at the cost to your business of getting a 1-star review and the economic impact of that. It's cheap at the price. An ounce of prevention, as they say, prevents a pound of cure. Pounds of being measured in weight here, not British pounds. Thanks so much for listening. This is your host, Michael Veazey. If you want to join the conversation, go to the Facebook group, amazingfba.com/FB. That's F for face, B for Bertie, or B for book. And if you want to get more thoughts from the experts on these deeply important questions, then get yourself over to the 10K Collective podcast. You can go to our new URL, our new blog link, 10kcollective.com, where you can go directly there and read the show notes and listen to the podcast. Thanks for listening. Speak to you in the next show. The 10K Collective podcast goes live on iTunes on the 30th of May. It's a podcast geared to serious Amazon and e-commerce entrepreneurs run by yours truly, Michael Veazey. To get notified when it launches, go to amazingfba.com/10K. The podcast has grown out of the 10K Collective London Masterminds. Mastermind members make between $500,000 and several million pounds a year in e-commerce, mostly on Amazon. Many have doubled sales since joining. If you're that kind of person, this podcast is for you. We have in-depth interviews already recorded with serious Amazon e-commerce sellers and with industry experts in sourcing, manufacturing and finance, with more to come. If you'd like to get uncut audio from the interviews and hear when the podcast launches, go to amazingfba.com/10K. Thanks for listening.